With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the Gulf Coast are bracing for a hurricane.
Tropical storm Francine has strengthened in the Gulf of Mexico, forecast to make landfall Wednesday in southern Louisiana. People are lining up to fill sandbags and get gasoline in parishes along the Louisiana Gulf Coast, where hurricane watches are already posted from Sabine Pass to Morgan City, Louisiana, about a 200-mile stretch. Grand Island Police Chief Chris Hernandez on WVUE-TV says people under evacuation order should be packing their things now.
Use your head, you know. Think ahead of time. You don't want to be stranded.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tonight is debate night in the Cradle of Liberty.
Former President Trump and Vice President Harris will face off for an hour and a half inside the National Constitution Center here in downtown Philadelphia. Police are bracing for possible protests. Barricades have been erected, barring access to the historic area that includes the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall. With 19 electoral votes, Pennsylvania is the biggest prize among the battleground states expected to decide the election. Greg Clugston, Philadelphia.
And the ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live this evening on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, the manhunt for Kentucky's highway gunman takes on an added sense of urgency as the suspect vows to, in his words, kill a lot of people. The suspect, 32-year-old Joseph Couch. The Israeli military says an American activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces aiming at someone else. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down about 200 points, the Nasdaq trading 50 points higher. This is SRN News. There is a new study of church attendance.
It might be summed up by saying the more you go, the better you will feel. The report from the Journal for the Scientific Study of Religion finds that attending worship services improves people's mood, but only if they go regularly. Those who only darken the door of the local church a couple of times a year don't enjoy any improvement in their emotional well-being. Sadly, other polls indicate that regular church attendance continues to decline in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as a number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This supports the idea that Christian parents need to take an active role in passing their faith on to their children. SRN News. Google's legal woes are multiplying, falling victim to its own success. The online search giant facing another antitrust suit, threatening to break up the company.
The Justice Department and a coalition of states contend Google built and maintains a monopoly over the technology that matches advertisers to online publishers. The government contends Google's dominance over the software on both the buy side and the sell side of the transaction enables it to keep up to 36 cents on the dollar when it brokers sales between publishers and advertisers. Google says the government's case is based on an outdated perception of the Internet when desktop computers dominated the landscape. Jeremy House reporting.
Google has lost its final legal challenge against a European Union penalty for giving its own shopping recommendations an illegal advantage over rivals in search results. It ends a long-running antitrust case. More details at SRNNews.com.